This is Ranger Kidwell Roth, editor at World Sweeper, and I'm speaking with Mike Lucht. Today we're talking about Eagle Eye Software. And Mike, who has been the president of Progressive Sweeping, located in the Toledo, Ohio area, founded in 1978, so for 33 years he's been in the sweeping business and has realized the value of GPS and the fact that there is not a full-featured GPS that's designed just for power sweeping out there. And today we're going to talk about the Eagle Eye system that he has designed and perfected through his own sweeping company and is now offering out to the power sweeping industry. So welcome, Mike, and we look forward to hearing about Eagle Eye Software GPS tracking scheduling product and what it can do for sweepers.
Hey, Ranger.
Tell me, if you would, how you got involved with deciding to do a GPS of your own rather than just going out with a off-the-shelf product.
Well, the reason I got involved in the GPS portion of it is because I was already previously involved in developing a industry-specific route scheduling program. Basically, the foundation of the system that we have here is based on the customized account management and route scheduling program that we had already in place. The thought of introducing an off-the-shelf GPS product was, first of all, not available in the granular sense that I felt that would be most useful, in that the ping rates of most of those products was, 1 to 5 minutes. And the operational information that I felt was possible to gain by having density and ping rate down in the 3 to 5 second range wasn't available and I couldn't find it. And because I think most users would find it not practical or not necessary to have that kind of information in our business that's real estate based, it's very valuable to know what's happening within a 5 second period of time. And frankly, a lot can happen going down the road within a 5 second period of time as well. So it was from that perspective that we began to look at GPS. There was a trip that I took to Dallas. I think it was back in 1990. I met a fellow by the name of, I believe his name was David Franklin. He was out of Dallas, and he was dabbling in GPS at the time and really got me turned on to it. I had the route scheduling and the account file, account manager file system in place, and came back way back then and started scratching my head about GPS and the overlay into the integration of the software package.
You have used this now in your company and really ironed out all the bugs so you know exactly how to approach other sweeping contractors and help them get the best value out of it?
Well, we've tested everything in-house before we begin to introduce it to anybody else. We knew that the electronic device had to be very robust. And although we're not an electronics company, we found a partner that had a device that was compatible with our needs. And once that process took place and we debugged that and field tested it, that was a 2-year period there when we discovered our passive device and found the partner to work with and get that built. And I think it was in the fall of 2008 where we finally got that perfected so that it was reliable. And we had put it into our own operation. And then it was in the early months of 2009 that we was actually able to offer it to the public. The differentiation between what Eagle Eye does and what the normal definition of GPS is kind of a distortion about what, when people want to know about GPS and they approach Eagle Eye, they have a very narrow interest, only based on what they know from other service providers. But when in GPS, as we apply it, it's just a piece of the package, and it's a piece of the package that integrates with everything from the first account file you build to the point you put that account into a route schedule program that actually then allows you to drive reports that are significant to an operator of a sweeping company. And so we have reports that are generated that will help an operator determine the average amount of time that he's spent on a particular location for a date span of his choice, as long as he's been using it, or for the last week or the last month or the last year. And in addition to that, we have exception reports or default reports or audit reports, I guess you might call them, that allows the operator to establish for any given account a parameter of acceptable operation. And at the end of the route, the data is transferred, the GPS data and onboard event data. I might add, it's more than GPS. We actually capture events off the truck relative to the hour meter for the pony motor, when the head is down and when the head is up, when the gutter broom is down, when the gutter broom is up, when the driver's in the cab and when he's not in the cab. And so this profile of information that you can accumulate over time will help you to develop a standard for every location that you service and a target standard. And when you have a driver that deviates from that substantially, whatever the operator would determine would be an acceptable deviation, we're not doing moonshots here, so we know if there's a 60-minute target on a particular location, that if he would be 10% over or 10% under or 20% over and 20%, whatever the operator who's using the system, it's fully flexible. They can choose that deviation range, but when the driver is outside the range, it goes to an exception report. So you have a job performance report and you have an exception report that are very useful features, and you get those reports as soon as they come back. The unit comes back to the shop, and then
how's the data offloaded? Right,
summary report.
Let me interrupt just to ask, how is the data offloaded?
The original system was a Bluetooth download. And we have a second generation to that now. But the original system in 2009 was Bluetooth downloaded when the unit returned to the yard. And so it was a wireless download. It is a wireless download. It downloads to the desktop of the user. So Eagle Eye is a desktop system. And in the original version, which we still offer, was a Bluetooth download that did not incur any monthly transmission fees because the proximity, you came within the proximity of the building. The software was continually looking for those units. When they came within range, they would download the device and erase the information that was previously recorded and prepare it for the next trip out.
Well, that's slick. I spoke with our contractor of the month at the end of last month, Debbie Jaquetta of Jaquetta Sweeping Service in Utah, and she spoke very highly of how the GPS and the routing scheduling software has worked for them.
That's exactly why when I first got involved in the business, I knew that early on I needed to have some method of creating routes and then maintaining those routes and having a fluid and easy way of making adjustments to the routes. And so the routing system with Eagle Eye is not a system that will create the routes for you. It is simply a tool that allowed you to build the routes and maintain that template, that route template, and then modify it day to day or week to week, month to month, however you need to, but do it easily and do it with the tools that will tell you that if you've made a change and it's not, you've overlooked something, there's an audit report that will tell you, for instance, if you have a job you pick up and it's a three-day-a-week job, and you add it to the schedule, but maybe you've only added it 2 days a week by error, human error, when you do your route audit, it will alert you that you've made the mistake. And there's several different ways to check the frequency of the account versus what's on the account screen. And so not to be confused with a routing system that if you plug in a location or an address, then you stream a bunch of locations together. This doesn't tell you the best path to follow. And the reason for that, in my perspective, is that there are so many parameters that are involved in sweeping that just because they're next door doesn't mean that I can do them right after the one across the street.
Right.
There may be noise restrictions is a big one, right? Or there may be tenants that have longer hours, and or you might be able to get in to the one across the street early, the next one across, you know, the other one has got a bar in it. We can't be in there until after 3:30. So it really requires some human intervention. But the tool of route scheduling allows you to, once you make the selection, it gives you the formula, the format to maintain the integrity of your system without a bunch of pins and magnets and things on the wall that would get, you know.
Yeah, she was cumbersome. She was very clear that this is a very good system for them in terms of doing that. So,
yeah, I mean, the route scheduling system is a bulletproof system. I mean, it's been in other users' hands in excess of probably 6 years outside of ProSweep. So Debbie's one of the users. There's several others. And once they become accustomed to the simplicity of how you go about using that portion of the software, you have all your account information in one spot. And from that account file, you can transcend all those activities, route scheduling, your GPS tracking, all those things are all tied back to one integrated system. So that, I mean, the simplicity, it's simple. That's the key. It's a very simple to use system. And me not being a developer, it was important that I could use it. And I think that from my perspective, we've continually to focus on the ability to have, for instance, in our case, our night operations supervisor, who is a working operator, comes in and uses our route scheduling system. Now, he doesn't have a computer at home, but he knows how to use route scheduling. It's that simple. And he can adjust the routes as needed, print the routes, distribute some to the drivers, put the notes on automatically that need to be attached for specific instances and alerts and things of that nature that might be unique to one night versus the next, and prints them, and they're off and running.
Well, I think that's very strong to be able to say that here's a guy that doesn't really use a computer, but he can use the Eagle Eye software package. That's a very powerful statement.
Yeah, it's that simple. So,
what else should we be talking about here? You have a very full-featured website that is, and we'll say this again, but it's at eagleeyetracking.com.
Well, and we actually have recently modified that and shortened it up. It's you can get it to us either that way or by eetrack.com as well. And the website is actually in the process of being rebuilt. So primarily because of the fact that while The passive system that we've been speaking of has been a good solution for a lot of folks in our business. The device that was the device that's in the vehicle and has the memory and that kind of capability was a very expensive device relative to a lot of other GPS devices that are primarily real-time or live devices. And so the cost of entry in some cases was an obstacle for some users. And so we, over the course of the last 9 months, have been working with an alternative device that allows us real-time capability. Now, with real-time capability comes the data transfer fees that are incurred because basically you're transferring data similar to what a cell phone would. And so those costs are to be incurred, and we've restructured some of our pricing to build in some of the tracking features into the monthly fee, and then broken down our Eagle Eye offerings into modules so that someone could get involved with just GPS tracking if that's what they chose, without necessarily having the account manager or in the route scheduling portion of it. And then there's an additional feature that we have developed and we have implemented ourselves, and at least one other user has implemented it, and that's the gate-to-gate payroll system that Eagle Eye will generate as a module. And that is probably the most powerful aspect to Eagle Eye, in that it will allow a user to really control the time that is paid for to your operators when they're out in your equipment. So many of us are currently paying our drivers via time clock. They come into the shop, they punch the clock, and in the process of preparing to leave the shop for the day, they have a conversation with their coworkers. They likely will use your bathroom and various other things, and
some will just hang around and try to find something to do because they're still on the clock.
Right. Well, what happens, it's probably more likely a chance of that happening is when they return and there's not a, not everybody is congregated there simultaneously. They might return one at a time or two at a time, whatever, but there's always things that you can do to get five more minutes off the clock, or in a lot of cases, guys will wait, punch the clock at 15-minute increments, whatever it is. Eagle Eye, because of the granular nature of the GPS pinging, the ping rate, when we ping at 3-second intervals, and so what that allows you to do is actually replace the time card system, and that's one of the reasons that we went to this extent of having such granular, I keep referring to granular information, is that when you take a ping every 3 seconds, GPS is not only giving you location, but it's also giving you exact time. So one of the features of the gate-to-gate payroll is that you can piecemeal, it allows you to piecemeal an amount of time prior to the driver leaving the yard and for prep time, and then a piecemeal him another appropriate amount of time that would pay him a block amount of time, specific amount of time for the cleanup that occurs when he returns. And so you take away all the wander-around time. And so when his shift starts then, is when he actually leaves the yard. And so because of the geofencing and the ping rate, we know within 3 seconds when he actually left the shop. And then we, the payroll system will add 15 minutes, for instance, to that time for pay for his prep time. And then when he returns, it will also, once he returns back to the yard, we know exactly when it is, and we piecemeal an amount of time that's appropriate for him to clean up, clean his vehicle, clean himself up, and get out of there. If he wants to stay around, that's fine. He's only going to get paid what the we've all agreed is an appropriate amount of time. Now, you need to be able to do a little time study to determine what that is and get the consensus of your operators. But once you have that and they sign off on it, it's a wage and hour approved method of pay. And so that's one aspect of it. A second aspect of it is that in the gate-to-gate payroll system, many of us have procedures that will determine when a guy is late, and you'll dock him a percent, you know, an amount of time that he's late. Some people get, you know, if he's late a minute, I've heard of people docking up to 15 minutes. But this system will allow you to not only determine whatever the appropriate amount of cleanup and prep time may be, and by the way, you can do that by class of vehicle, not just one, you know, one fits all, because if you're running different machinery require different amount of time, and your operators are expected to do maybe more if they're running a broom machine than they are if they're running a parking lot machine in terms of machine maintenance and care. But the payroll system has a built-in docking feature so that when the gentleman that's driving the vehicle, if he's supposed to leave at 9:30 and he leaves at 9:35, in our system he gets docked 5 minutes. So it automatically takes it if it's not an approved, you know, late departure.
Mm-hmm.
So you can capture that time. Most of us have some incentive for those to be on time, and that's a pretty common one. And then the third feature, and by the way, that is a wage and hour approved practice.
Okay.
As well. The third feature, and these are all optional features to Eagle Eye, you can choose to use one or all. The third feature allows you to establish an acceptable amount of stop time. And the stop time is determined by whoever is operating the system. But a common one would be for a period of time that a normal traffic light would turn. So time for a traffic light from turn to red to green and back to red again, or, you know, green to red and back to green again, is roughly 2 minutes. In researching wage and hour on this, on the use of the Eagle Eye gate-to-gate payroll, it was determined through legal research that wage and hour says you cannot arbitrarily remove time from a man's shift. And so that's how they define paying for an employee's time. So in other words, you can't go out to the shop if you see a guy wandering around and just arbitrarily saying, I've just been watching you for the last 5 minutes and I don't like what you're doing and I'm not going to pay you for that. That would be an arbitrary.
It's discrimination, some would say.
Right. But when you create a standard in your operation that says, okay, you're operating my vehicle, I will allow you a 2 minute stop without any explanation. And whether that 2 minute stop is at a traffic light or that 2 minute stop is running into the 7-Eleven to get your pop and cigarettes for the shift, or that 2 minute is you pull over and talk to your wife on the phone, that's no problem. But the minute goes over, you know, the second that it goes over 2 minutes, I'm going to capture that time, and I'm pulling that time back. And so once your operators recognize that they're getting paid by the hour to work by the minute, all the idle time goes away. And so we can even track when they're on a job site and if they're sitting in the seat and the truck isn't moving on a job site. So if the truck's not moving on a job site, not always a problem. It's only when he's sitting in the seat and the truck isn't moving, that's a problem. So we capture some time there. And then, of course, throughout this whole system, there's a manual override if there's a legitimate reason for the man departing late. If there's a legitimate reason for the fact that he took a little more time to prep his truck, and if there's a legitimate reason for him to be parked along the side of the road, he might be broke down or have a flat tire. So he notes that on his route sheet. We add the time back in. But the point is, everybody now is paying attention to time. Whereas previously, a man would punch his clock. At the end of the week, all the time cards are collected. They go to payroll. Nobody in operations really is looking at it in that perspective and to that much detail. But I know how much we captured in payroll when we first implemented it. It was substantial. There is another contractor that has implemented this system. I encourage them to do a side-by-side study. In other words, run the gate-to-gate payroll for a month or so while you continue to pay your guys in a traditional fashion. And running eight trucks in a week's time, he saved about $500 a week in payroll.
That's huge.
It's absolutely huge. I mean, it's 5 minutes here, it's 10 minutes there, it's all overtime. And so none of us have any objection to paying our employees when they're doing very productive things, and we're glad to pay the overtime if they're being productive. But it's the unproductive things that is what's driving the overtime, generally. And your employees become better employees. And oh, by the way, because now you're paying your people to be productive, you can also now pay them more money per hour, which is what all most drivers want to hear.
And I think portraying the GPS to your drivers correctly is very important as well, because it really is a safeguard for them to prove that they're doing what it is you say that you'll be out there doing. If a customer has a question about whether you're on the lot, you can show them that you are. And to me, it's one of those things that if it's presented correctly, all the employees should applaud the fact that GPS is coming in.
Yeah, it allows you to elevate your whole operation. It changes the culture of your operation. And through the process, I think some of us operate from a little bit of fear. You know, what I don't know won't hurt me. I don't want to, Joe has been with me 20 years. He's a great operator and blah, blah, blah. We're fearful of of rocking our driver's world. You know, and this is the only way you can actually start to control your business. Because with any other method, I mean, they're giving you, in previous years, my drivers would get a route sheet, they would write in their time, and I would estimate the amount of time that would take to do a particular location. They would know how to beat that time, but I would never get that time. Because they would take that time,
their time.
They know as long as I'm here and I show I'm here an hour and I do it in 45 minutes or 50 minutes, I got 10 minutes to go over here.
Yeah,
do nothing.
That's
and I'm
right.
going to get paid for what he's projecting. And shame on me for not being out there, following them all around and trying to figure this all out, chasing them, no. And by the way, GPS in and of itself isn't going to do that for you. It's only when you do the analysis that it will do that. And that's the difference between Eagle Eye and a normal GPS tracking system, is that we have the analysis that allows you to push a button and get a report that will tell you the information that you predetermine you want to know. And so you build it how you want to build it, and it will give you the information that you request. And that's the difference between what Eagle Eye does and what a particular GPS system, any particular GPS system will actually do for you.
Well, through the years, I have never heard of anyone who has implemented a GPS system that they didn't feel was a positive move for the business and a very cost-effective move to make. What I have heard is that the software portion of it and the analytical portion that you're talking about is difficult because they're made for whatever garden variety services, trucking, or deliveries or whatever, and then they'll help you modify it to meet your business. Well, modify should be in quotes there, and I think the real value you bring to this is that, you know, this is made for sweeping contractors. It's designed for sweeping contractors. You're not trying to modify something to work and make do. It's actually designed for contractors. So that's huge because that's always the piece of the puzzle that I've heard people talk about is, boy, getting the software to work, you know, the GPS works fine, that's just a box in the truck, but getting the system to offload, getting the analysis to work, getting your ability to do it on the computers, to figure it out, that's really the hard part, and it strikes me that you have really covered that area, too, because you've not only tested it in your own business, but have now utilized it in a variety of other businesses, sweeping contractor businesses out there, and the reviews are great.
Well, and we're fortunate that in the last week we received an order from a municipality that had spent a year researching device systems. We were the last one in the door. They found out about us through a manufacturer, and we gave them a 60-day free look, and we got the order. And it was because of that very exact thing, is that the simplicity of the system is what attracted them, because their stormwater foreman, the fellow that was running the sweeping program, whatever they titled him, I wasn't sure. Probably a guy that came out of a sweeper and was promoted because he understood the routes and what went on out there. When we put Eagle Eye in front of them and we asked them what their parameters were, what they were looking for, and we put that in front of them, it was hands down. And that's what they, I mean, they absolutely loved the system because he could get the information he was looking for. He could go deep and find all the tracking, all the breadcrumb. We do a template of a route. We can do a breadcrumb of a route. We can show you when his brooms are up or down, speed, stops, reports, speed reports. We can do all that. But at the end of the day, he wants to know how many miles did he travel, how many miles did he sweep, how many hours was in the shift, how many hours was he sweeping. When was his brooms up? When was his brooms down? How many hours on the rear motor? I mean, that's what he wanted to know, and that's what we gave him. And that's the power of Eagle Eye. So that was a nice endorsement for us.
Absolutely.
Just occurred here just last week.
Is there anything else we should cover for this? We know we can go to eetrack.com. Is your new abbreviated website name. We'll have the phone number listed in the article itself that where we'll be looking at this, but the fact is that it's 1-855-EE-TRACK, which is to say 855-338-7225. And your email address for this business is mike@eetrack.com. What else, if anything, should we be telling the listeners? I would say, other than give you a call and give your system a try.
Well, the only thing I would encourage anyone that has interest is that, being that I'm in the business, this I think I have a pretty solid understanding of what people are dealing with, whether you have two trucks or 15 trucks or 25. And we are not in the business of selling people something they don't understand or they have any concerns about, you know, before they write a check. I do not want the money. It's not worth it for me to have someone disgruntled with a product you know, downstream. So the approach that I've taken with this whole system is that if they would simply purchase one or two device, whatever the device cost is, whatever I have in the hardware cost, I will allow them to use the software for up to 60 days. And we'll give them the training and support that they would require, and make sure that at the end of the day, when it's time to commit to Eagle Eye as a solution, that they're going to be completely happy and confident that it is the right solution. And so, unlike some of the other software packages you may be familiar with, because of the fact that we are, it's a narrow industry, and we are off of the users that we have currently. I think we can certainly give plenty of references on how not only the software works, but the support they've gotten. But we want to get it out and get it into the hands of people that will help them improve their business. And it'll help us, by the way, many of the enhancements that we've made since early in 2009 have come through suggestions of our users. And so as we develop this further, it's a license package, and part of the ongoing licensing fee allows the users to get current updates. And so as we improve the package, you don't have to send me any more than what your normal annual licensing fee would be to get the enhancements. And and there's been several substantial enhancements that have come absolutely through communication with users, and it's really a sweeper's package, because you know I listen, and we implement, and once we get it hammered out that it's working, a lot of these things I hadn't thought of, and I'm only one person, but as we roll it into, you know, 8, 10, or 12 other folks, they got ideas, and if they seem to be compatible with the software itself, and they can be fairly easily implemented. So a lot of this stuff is not heavy lifting. It's just a matter of repackaging or giving, adding a feature. Not that difficult, and that's the kind of stuff we're excited about and continue to improve. And if you're ever involved in a software package, you know it's the process, and you're never really done. So that I think I'd like to leave everyone with that thought, that we are, you know, very much interested in trying to help people improve their business and controlling costs in this climate that we're all trying to make a living in.
Okay, and I'll take editor's prerogative as having the last word and say that Mike Lucht has been involved in the National Trade Association for Sweeping under a variety of names, that it's been through the years. I'm sure it must be past president, board member. Past president, am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. Board member, leading light, guiding light. He has really shown through the years that he is out there trying to help improve the power sweeping industry. There's no question there. If you really want to get your business into another level, into another gear, then you need to take these everyday situations that you run into in terms of routing and scheduling and employee paying, figuring out how much time each individual route takes and those kinds of things, and really automate them. And that allows you to then have not only freed up time, but more money to be able to address at expanding your business and doing some of the other things that you'd like to do. So I'd really encourage everybody listening here to give Eagle Eye some serious consideration. It's available at www.eagleeyetrack.com, and take a look at this and give it a shot, because you can absolutely revolutionize your business a year or so downstream, and you'll wonder how you ever worked without it. Thanks again to you, Mike, for taking the time to talk about your product. I think this is an important product for the power sweeping industry, and I really believe that it is and will be more making an impact on profitability. liability for sweeping contractors around the country.
Appreciate the opportunity, Ranger.
Once again, we've been speaking with Mike Lucht, who is president of Eagle Eye Software Incorporated. You can find them at www.eetrack.com. You can reach them by phone, 855-EE-TRACK, which is to say toll-free, 855-338-7225. And my advice to you is when you finish with this, pick up the phone and give them a call. Thanks. This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor, World Sweeper.